What about fulvestrant and premenopausal patients' use in the neoadjuvant setting that it doesn't seem to, you know, have the effects you'd expect inside the tumor? What about using ovarian suppression plus fulvestrant in those patients?
Yeah, I mean, I think in the present circumstance, that is, in my view, the really only logical way to use fulvestrant at the present time in a premenopausal setting. I don't think that we have enough information to use it as a single agent. In fact, I think the information we have would suggest that we shouldn't use it as a single agent. So I agree with your comment, you know, can we use it with Cosera? The data on that is small. There's a small study out of Austria. Günter Steiger has published or presented some data in 15 patients, and they saw about 46% clinical benefit rate. And these were patients who had received it from second to fourth line therapy. So I think that's a very respectable clinical benefit rate for that group of patients, but with the caveat, it's a small number. The other interesting caveat is that they did see responses in the two HER2-positive patients. So again, that's an interesting bit of information. So I think you could use Faslodex plus Gaserolin for premenopausal patients.
Have you done that yourself?
I haven't done it ourselves, no. As I said, his is the only data in the world. What I would say is that I think there's so much data now on Gaserolin and tamoxifen, and an increasing body of data on Gaserolin and the AI, that I would not suddenly rush to use the new drug in the block and suddenly give everybody Gaserolin and Faslodex. If I was going to do that, I'd use it after Gaserolin and the AI or Gaserolin and tamoxifen, then I'd come in with it as another sequence.
Well, the combination of tamoxifen and an LHRH agonist is not uncommon in Europe in the adjuvant setting, correct?
Yes.
So if that patient relapses, what would you do?
I'd give them Gaserolin and an AI.
So basically continue the AI and substitute...
Continue Gaserolin and substitute the AI, yeah.
Right, right.
And then if they progressed in that and were still hormone responsive and you wanted to use another endocrine therapy, then I think you could, it would be off-license, but it would be reasonable to use Gaserolin and fulvestrant, I think, if they were hormone sensitive.